Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight for our show. I tell you, I know everybody's lives are truly busy, and I do not take you for granted that you take the time out of your busy schedule to join us for On Fire to Inspire. Now, I have been saying from the beginning of time that it is time to stop settling and start living the life that you were created to live. So in order to live the life we were created to live, we got to make sure that we're happy and healthy so that we can live the best life that God created for us. So our tonight's show is brought to you by evangelist Alexandra Townsend, author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Third Heaven Sound is not just music, it's a sound. Unique Expression by Design, they're your one-stop source for business promotional products, custom promotional items, and corporate gifts, and also Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, specializing in natural hair care, twists, lock maintenance, braids, sew-ins, and much, much more. Tonight's topic is living to be a happier, healthier you. And I'm so excited to have Dr. Pete Tulet as our guest. He is the founder and majority owner of one of the largest clinics in North America. He's seen over 1 million patients. He uses a unique approach to health and wellness. So you want to learn from who they call the experts, because he has earned the title of America's leading stress expert. So I tell you, we're living lives and we're wearing many hats. So we want someone like Dr. Pete on our team to teach us how to make these things work for our benefit as we live these great, successful lives and walking in purpose and on purpose. So I want to welcome Dr. Pete on the line. Let me verify that he's made it with us.
I have.
Dr.
Aaliyah,
Pete.
It's an honor to be with you today.
Great. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're so excited to have you. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. You know, and we all want to live that happy and healthy life, don't we? But to live that happy and healthy life, we have to look at health. We have to look at life from the right perspective. I like to tell people, Aaliyah, that you need the right set of glasses, because if we look at anything with a skewed prescription, we lose because it takes us off course.
I love it. I love it. Yes. You know, so many times people want to just, you know, they see the commercials, and they see the commercials telling them to ask your doctor about trying this. But they don't stay tuned to the end where they tell you in this calm, soft voice, side effects may include your eyesight going dim, your liver failing, you know.
You know, it's so true. You know, Aaliyah, we have this mentality in America right now that says if you feel good, you're healthy, and if it's not broke, don't fix it. And so if you feel lousy, grab that commercial you saw when you're watching one of your soap operas. You know, go ask your doctor for that purple pill. We don't even know what the purple pill is, and we forget to know that there's side effects. Here's the thing. Health is not about feeling good. If it was, people that felt good wouldn't die of heart attacks and they wouldn't get cancer, but they do all the time. You know, recently I heard of a 29-year-old here in Knoxville where I'm located, 29-year-old insurance agent, talking to a staff on a Tuesday morning, just kind of joking around with each other, and all of a sudden his head goes back, eyes go to the back of his head, and he dies of a massive heart attack in front of him. No medications, okay? Works out all the time, dies of a massive heart attack. Well, if health is about feeling good, then he wouldn't die of a heart attack feeling good. And as unfortunate as it was, that's become all too prevalent in our society today. And the reality is, the true culprit in sickness and disease is stress. And unless we identify the true culprit, we'll never get the victory. Stress is the spy in the enemy's camp, that we go to war, and no matter what we do, we continue to lose. Why? Because the whole time there's a spy from the enemy in our camp. Shoot, we know his name. We're with him every day of our life. But we've never identified him as the true culprit. And unless we do, we won't get the victory. But the second I identify the true culprit, from that day forward, victory is in my grasp. You know, the Word of God says, revelation brings breakthrough. Okay, and when we have a revelation of where health comes from, health and happiness will be in our grasp.
Yes, yes, I love it. With that said, Dr. Pete, how can we identify some symptoms of stress?
You know, really, when it comes to everything we treat with a pill, shot, surgery, or antidepressant right now can be brought back to the root at its core, which is stress, not just drama, okay, not just, hey, you know, I have drama in my life, but stress that comes from the foods that we eat, chemical stress, so toxins in our food, the processed foods, sugar is a big stress, okay, gluten is a stress, dairy is a stress, our relationships provide stressful situations, okay, physical stress, car accidents and so forth, and stress, okay, a little stress is a good thing. A little stress motivates. I like my staff to have a little bit of stress because it keeps them motivated and productive. More stress, though, that begins to complicate things. But a lot of stress, that's what breaks down and deteriorates the body. And stress is proven now when it comes to leaky gut syndrome. Stress is the culprit. When it comes to heart disease, did you know that heart disease is not a cholesterol issue? People think that it's a cholesterol issue. It's not a cholesterol issue. Heart disease is an inflammatory issue, which is a stress issue. Literally stress, the stressors in our environment like sugars and gluten and processed foods, is like sandpaper on the arterial walls of our heart that causes inflammation that leads to heart disease. Cholesterol is simply a byproduct of the liver that's sent to the place of inflammation and damage to go help heal it. So it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. The problem is the inflammatory response that comes from stress. If you look at cancer is a stress response. The body adapts physiologically, but it doesn't recover. It becomes consumed by stress. Even when it comes to learning disabilities, under stress, the hippocampus of the brain, which is the learning and the memory center of the brain, shrinks, and you become dumber and lose your memory. Okay? So the abnormality is not the learning disabilities. The abnormality is the body lost its ability to properly adapt to and recover from stress. So let's go cage that tiger of stress and then increase the body's resiliency to it, and you will be on the journey to a happy and healthy life.
Wow. Wow. So, Dr. Pete, I see that you have four boys at your home. How do you manage a healthy lifestyle and still stay, you know, within your budget and stress-free as possible? And, you know, how do you do all of these things?
Well, I think that should be a question for my wife. If she was listening right now, she'd say, hey, let's ask someone that actually has the proper perspective of what it takes to raise four kids. You know, we've been very blessed with four boys. And but, you know, that is true. I get asked the question all the time. And they said, Dr. B, that's great and everything. I know I'd love to get healthy. I'd love to eat right. I'd love to eat clean. I'd love to eat organic, but it's expensive. And I live a busy life, you know. That's why I set up the company called Unhealthy Anonymous. It's an online community that we basically tell people, come as you are. Like Alcoholics Anonymous, you can come as an alcoholic and not be judged or condemned for it. Well, we set up the community Unhealthy Anonymous at uha12.com so that people could come as they are. Skittles in their mouth and Twizzlers in their pocket, I like to say. I don't care. Just come. Let's get you on the road to a happy and healthy life. And then we'll begin to teach you the principles of, hey, how do you shop healthy on a budget? What are some simple things that do you need to buy everything organic, or are there certain things that you don't need to buy organic? You know, how do you set up your meal plan so that you can allow your, you know, like my four boys to eat healthy in a world that's always going? You know, I have a boy right now that's a junior in high school that's in basketball, a freshman in basketball. I have a 11-year-old and a 6-year-old. Well, how do I not only provide for them, but provide things that taste good for them, provide boundaries for them? That's everything that we do in this discipleship course at uha12.com. Literally, we empower a generation to get healthy by identifying, first of all, that stress is the culprit, and then the principles to live literally and reduce stress and increase the body's resiliency to it.
Wow. So, What are some of the things that you would say would be a good food swap, a healthy food swap for many of us that are on the go, wearing many hats? Mm-hmm. What's a good, healthy, quick food swap?
Well, first of all, you know, we talk about things like just getting properly hydrated, drinking enough water. You know, under stress, the body becomes toxic and deficient. So one of the greatest ways to detoxify the body is by hydrating yourself. You know, a good rule of thumb is that if you weigh, say, 100 pounds, then drinking half your body's weight in ounces of fluid a day. Well, if you weigh 100 pounds, that's 50 ounces of water a day. If you weigh 200 pounds, that's 100 ounces of water a day. Now, drinking more water is hard for people. You have to be disciplined. So one of the things I do, because I can go a whole day without drinking water. So now what I do is literally when I wake up in the morning, I have a big glass of water. I put a few drops of lemon in it, so it literally helps detoxify my liver, helps me absorb that water and hydrate it a little bit more. I drink a second glass right afterwards. Okay, I go do some stuff. I go spend some time with God. I come back, drink another glass of water. I go get ready. I come back, take another glass of water. And so it's that discipline process that when I'm home, I'm trying to drink as much water as I can. It's a great way to detoxify the body. Not only that, another great rule of thumb when it comes to dealing with stress is that motion, okay, in spinal mobility and exercise literally cages the tiger of stress. It's a great tool in combating the effects of stress on a regular basis. There's a gentleman named Dr. Roger Sperry. He's a Nobel Prize winner. His research proved that spinal mobility is the greatest nutrient to the brain. Why? Because it cages the tiger of stress.
Wow. You know, a lot of times people take the time, they say, well, you know, I don't have the time to exercise. You don't have to exercise 5 days a week, an hour a day. You know, you have to find the time to make sure you take care of this temple, this body that we have, because you only have one.
Absolutely. And that's what I've been telling people, Leah. I said, if you don't take care of the temple of God, if you don't begin to take care of the foundation of your health, of your life, which is your health, you will lose it. And then instead of being a participator in this game called life and in the end time hours, you will become a spectator because you will be shoved to the sideline because you do not have the health that will sustain you. If I'm faithful in the little things, God makes me ruler over much. Well, one of the greatest things I need to be faithful over is the health of my body.
Wow. I love this. Now, tell me, has this always been a passion of yours?
You know, well, I got into chiropractic 14 years ago, simply because I wanted to make money. And, you know, I met my wife at the time, you know, my girlfriend at the time, and said, shoot, you know, I don't know if being a basketball coach is going to make it financially with this beautiful woman. And so, you know, let me go into something that I can make more money. So I got in just because I wanted to make money. And I realized it was one of the greatest privileges of my life to serve people each and every day. And literally only by the grace of God, not because of me, in spite of me, I've had the opportunity to serve over 1 million patients over the last number of years from all over the world. Just last week, we had two people from Oklahoma. They didn't even know each other. Two different people from Alabama. We had people from New York City, Africa, all over the place, literally coming to the office to get on the road to a happy and healthy life. I tell people, I don't care if you're on death's door. I would rather get you at death's door and get you moving in the right direction than, assuming you're healthy, moving in the wrong direction, because that's playing Russian roulette. And so I do have a lot of patients that come with stage 4 cancer, that come with MS, that come with irritable bowel syndrome, come with heart disease. Uh-huh. And we begin to first identify the true culprit, which is stress, begin to cage that tiger and increase the body's resiliency to it through our protocol and our online community at UHA12.com.
I'm just truly enjoying this interview, I tell you. So how can we get started? You know, how can we, can you give us, like, easy things to incorporate in our lives to help us better adapt, because so many people have so many stresses, whether it's the job, at home, you know, they're just, like I said, wearing many, many hats. What are some things that you think that we can do to kind of better combat that beast?
Absolutely. You know, that's why I wrote the book Unhealthy Anonymous, and exposing the greatest threat to your health and happiness, and the 12 steps to increase the body's resiliency to stress. So step number one is, first of all, you have to identify the true culprit, because unless you identify the spy in the enemy's camp, you'll never get the victory. But once we identify the true culprit, now I need to connect, okay? I need to connect with individuals that are like-minded, individuals that provide grace for me, okay? Individuals in a community, because what we tell people is that the people you surround yourself with are the soil that allows the seeds that we're going to sow to germinate and either bear fruit or be lost. And so often we surround ourselves with people that are condemning and judgmental. We surround ourselves with people that are not uplifting, that criticize us. And so we set up this online community for people to come as they are, okay, with no judgment, no condemnation, okay? You can come with the Skittles in your mouth and Twizzlers in your pocket, but surround yourself with individuals so that the seeds that you begin to sow germinate into bearing great fruit. Step number three, it's about choosing, the power of your choice, okay? If I'm making choices in alignment with the vision for my life, then those choices will propel that vision. But if I'm making choices out of alignment for the vision of my life, it will take me off course. Well, if I want to lose weight, okay, stopping at McDonald's on the way home from work, that's a choice out of alignment with the vision for my life. It's going to take me off course. No different than if I want to be, you know, if I want to be prosperous and I don't pay my bills. I'm making choices out of alignment with the vision for my life. But if I want to be financially prosperous, then it's about stewardship. It's about budgeting. It's about cash flow. And so those are choices in alignment for the vision for my life. The same thing comes when it comes to our health. Identifying truly the vision for your life, identifying the true culprit, surrounding yourself with a community of individuals that offer you grace, and then making choices in alignment for the vision for your life. And if that's to get healthy, which I believe it needs to be because it's the foundation of everything that you do, then making choices when it comes to minimizing those toxicity, minimizing the sugars, minimizing the grains, minimizing those things that are going to cause an inflammatory response to my body, and then adding those things that will allow my body to become more resilient, like cruciferous vegetables, drinking more water, spending more time with God, spending more time with my family, having more rest. You know, there's a study that says every hour that we get of sleep before 10 o'clock at night is equivalent to 3 hours after midnight, which is pretty remarkable. I like to tell people, hey, just every hour before midnight is equivalent to 3 hours after midnight. And so provide time for yourself to rest, to refresh yourself, and watch what God does in your life.
Wow. So what made this passion? You know, initially it was money. And then, you know, you saw that it actually became a passion and you started living on purpose. What made you decide, I'm going to write a book to help people? You know, you've been able to touch over 1 million lives with this unique approach through the community and through people coming to you. But what made you decide to write the book? What sparked that?
You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick, and a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. I really want to just give people hope that no matter where they are in this journey, that there's hope for you, that you can get moving in the right direction, that no matter what the doctor said, no matter what you've been diagnosed with, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You can be encouraged that you can progress on the road to a happy and healthy life. You can get healthy. I don't care what you've been diagnosed with. I have so many patients come to me that have stage 4 cancer, triple negative, which means the chemo and radiation won't do anything for them anymore. And with those individuals, it never concerns me, because if we can identify the culprit and begin to make these simple, practical steps, they too can get healthy. And so really, I set up the company Unhealthy Anonymous to meet the needs of mankind, to share with them the greatest love in my life, which is my relationship with the Lord, okay? And then to empower the body of Christ to get in the game, because God needs them. You know, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, and so the laborers are being shoved to the sideline because they do not have the health that will sustain them. And that's literally why we developed this community, to literally meet the needs of mankind, earn a right to share the greatest thing in our life, which is Christ, and then empower the body of Christ to get in the game.
I love that response. I just tell you. And I love the holistic side of things, and I love the spiritual side of things, because, you know, a lot of times when people have been diagnosed with something like cancer and they're in a stage 3 or stage 4, they just lose hope. And so you help them restore that, and you take them to the Word to show them there is hope. And I don't care what man say, they don't have the final say so. So I'm really, really loving this, Dr. P. So you have something called a 21-day reboot. Tell us a little bit about what that is.
You know, a 21-day reboot is just a way to jumpstart your health. So often, you know, most people that we do not have the understanding of what it takes to get healthy. And then when we think about getting healthy, it's so intimidating, like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Am I going to have to go work out in the gym for hours on end? And actually, we say to people, hey, we're going to show you how easy it is. You begin to start the process the first 21 days. It usually takes about 21 days, 3 weeks to form a new habit. Well, because of the stressors of our lives, our body has become what's called neuroplastic, which is literally our body's stuck in this pattern, this repeating annoying pattern. And so we know it takes 21 days to begin to break one of those patterns. And so we've set up a thing that says, hey, come as you are, and we will lead you on this journey for 21 days to get you in the game. You know, it might be you just put your foot in the water. You might not jump all in, but we'll at least introduce you to the concepts, the principles, and allow you to taste and see that actually they're good and they're beneficial. You'll feel better. You'll have more energy. You'll sleep better at night. And all those things you've been dealing with and struggling with will begin to take care of themselves. And, you know, getting back to your last statement, Aaliyah, just about encouraging people and giving people hope, there's a new study that's come out that said negative thoughts affect the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, cortical loop in your brain and literally put your body in a stress response. But positive thoughts affect the same, what's called HPA axis in the brain and cages the tiger of stress. And so it affects what's called the limbic system of your brain, which is the emotional center of your brain. And so surrounding yourself with people that are encouraging, being grateful, okay, when we're grateful, when we're thankful for the things, it's actually proven to increase our immune system because it affects the limbic system of our brain, the emotional center of our brain, and cages that tiger. How much more the Word of God that refreshes us, the water of the Word that literally is proven scientifically now to cage the tiger of stress.
Wow. I love that. I absolutely love it. Dr. Pete, you have people that come to you from all over. Where's the farthest someone's actually come to you from? You're in Tennessee, right?
Yep, I'm in Tennessee. So I've had a family come to me 7 times from India because of things that they were dealing with. I have someone that's come from Barbados recently. I have someone come from an island out in the, I don't even know where it is. I think it's off like near New Zealand. They've come to us. They've come to us from Africa. We have people that right now travel from 32 states across the United States to get us. But, you know, our online community at UHA12.com allows people from all over the world to come and begin to incorporate these principles that we teach our patients, these principles, simple, practical steps. You know, we give people meal plans and recipes. In fact, we give people recipes to actually increase the good bacteria in their gut. You know, our gut is foundational to increase somebody's resiliency to stress. And it's now proven that 90% of us have what's called leaky gut. That means when we eat, even if we eat clean foods, okay, it gets through the proteins and pathogens get through the intestinal lining, okay, and they get into our bloodstream and cause an inflammatory an autoimmune response. And if it's left too long, it gets across the blood-brain barrier and causes brain toxicity. Now you start talking about learning disabilities, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you name it. And so we show people through our protocol how to, first of all, heal your gut because it's foundational to increasing the body's resiliency to stress. We give you simple things, not supplements, not all this other stuff. We actually give you recipes that you can make in your home that taste good, that are actually proven to be more probiotics, okay, in one, literally one serving of the things that we give you than in a whole bottle of probiotics that you can get at the grocery store or at the Whole Foods or at the nutrition store. And so we show you how you can live and get healthy on a budget. It doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. You can actually get healthy no matter where you are. It's the simple things that confound the wise. But the website gives you the why, the understanding. You know, because I can tell people all the time, well, do this or do that. But it's the why behind it that sustains you and allows you to walk it out, okay? And allows you to stay on track. And so we give you the why. You know, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but wisdom is the art of rightly applying that knowledge. It's the art of steering. And so we show you how to rightly apply the knowledge that's out there to truly live a happy and healthy life.
Wow. I love it. So what's one of your favorite health tips that you suggest to someone? What's one of your favorites that really stand out?
You know, I think my grandfather, he passed away recently at 100. And when he was 94, 95, I said, Grandfather, I said, you know, what's the secret to your long life? And he said, son, he said, stay active. And I never forgot that. When he was 70, he began playing tennis for the first time. He began golfing really consistently at 80. And he just said, stay active. And, you know, like I said, Dr. Roger Sperry, this Nobel Prize winner, proves that mobility, specifically spinal mobility from activity, increases the nutrients to the brain that literally cages the tiger of stress. And so really more than anything, it's a sedentary lifestyle that literally puts your body into a stress response. And so stay active. On our online community, we give you simple things that you can do at home. You actually don't have to go to the gym and spend all this money to get healthy and stay active. We give you simple things that you can do on a regular basis right from the comforts of your own home.
Wow. And for those who have joined us a little late, we have Dr. Pete on the line. I tell you, he has been truly blessing us and helping us learn how to live happier, healthier lives. And so for those who have, you know, joined us a little later, can you give that website again to Unhealthy Anonymous?
Absolutely. It's UHA12.com. That's UHA12.com. And it's an online community that's been set up to empower this generation to get healthy with meal plans and recipes and how-tos and the why behind it that will literally show you how you can get healthy on a budget. You can actually save money by getting healthy. People think that's crazy. They're spending so much money at the grocery store already, and then you're telling me, Dr. Pete, that I can actually save money by eating organic? Yes, you can actually save money, and we show you all of that at UHA12.com. Every month we give you a brand new world with meal plans, recipes. We show you how to heal your gut. We show you how to balance your hormones naturally. We show you how to lose weight. You know, we've been told in our society that if you lose weight, you get healthy, but that's not the case. But if we show you how to get healthy, you'll actually begin to minimize and lose weight and maintain a normal, healthy weight. We talk about things like leptin resistance and talk about things like insulin, simple things that we break down in a layman's perspective so that we can all, no matter who you are on the journey, you can all get on the road to a happy and healthy life.
Wow. And Dr. Pete, I know we're not going to hold you up too much longer because I know you're quite busy. But we have children these days, and the children are stressed out. And, you know, people are throwing the children on all of this medication. Have you found that the children are just as stressed as their parents are?
Yeah, if not more. You know, and the immune system of our children is becoming less and less. They're becoming chronic asthma, chronic allergies, chronic sinus issues. They're getting, you know, it's amazing the stress that's on our children because they're more sedentary than ever before. They're sitting in front of the video games more than ever before. It's the technology that literally is like the gas pedal on the brain that literally puts the body into a stress response. So we provide simple, practical steps at our online community, UHA12.com, to help your children to minimize the stress in your kids. Simple things that they can begin to eat for breakfast and lunch and snacks that taste good but that are also healthy. So they're not empty calories. They're nutrient-dense foods that the body can use and absorb and use it for its benefit.
I love it. Now, is it good for those finicky children as well? Will they?
It's even good for the finicky children as well. Trust me, I have four of them, and my wife said, she said, honey, she goes, let's be practical. We have four boys, okay? We're active all the time. We need simple, practical solutions that taste good that anyone can use, that are fast and they're quick. And so I have a wife that's literally one, she's the litmus test with four boys ranging from 16 to 6. And my 6, he can run the house with the best of them.
No, he can't, I tell you. So, Dr. Pete, tell us how we can go about getting your book. Tell us a little bit about the book, and then we're going to let you go because I know you have a really busy schedule and you're not finished with your evening. So if you can tell us
Absolutely.
Little bit about your book, how to get it.
You know, Unhealthy Anonymous, Exposing the Greatest Threat to Your Health and Happiness, the book you can get on Amazon. You can get a Barnes & Noble. You can actually go to our website at UHA12.com, and there's a link to get our book, Exposing the Greatest Threat to Your Health and Happiness, which is stress. and the 12 steps to increase somebody's resiliency to it. You can go to UHA12.com for the book as well as the online community, and you too can live a life that's happy and healthy and truly get back in the game and not become a spectator, because God needs you to be in the game, because he needs you to use you to bless this world.
Amen, amen. Well, we are going to be giving out. We have some people that's going to be winning Unhealthy Anonymous. And so I had said, I was trying to figure out how I was going to do it, Dr. Pete, how I was going to select the winners tonight. So I think that, I know you got to go. So I know you have to get back to your office. So mm-hmm. we're going to let you go. And I'll take care of this part from here. I want to thank you so, so very much.
Oh, it was an honor to be with you, Aaliyah. It really was. And for all of you who are listening, it was an honor to be with you as well.
Well, thank you again. And we pray much success on your endeavors, because you're definitely living on purpose, walking in your purpose, and living in your passion. And I truly love what you're doing, because what you're speaking sounds directly like my naturopath doctor. So I'm like, yes, I love it. So I thank you so very much for joining us tonight, and I'd love to have you back in 2016.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Bless you, and have a good night.
You too now. Thanks again. All right, so we had the awesome Dr. Pete Sulak, and he has been a blessing to us tonight for living to be a happier, healthier you. So with that said, my first three callers that can share with me something that impacted you tonight from tonight's discussion, whether it was a point that he made or if you something that he really, that just really, you know, just touched you, something he said. My first three callers, press one, and you're going to be winning Unhealthy Anonymous book. I see two. The third person, I'm waiting on you. Oh, I see three. Okay. All right. You are live on Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, Aaliyah. This is Tracy.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, how are you?
Hi,
no,
Tracy.
I was the first one.
Hey, Tracy, you are our first winner for Unhealthy Anonymous by Dr. Pete Sulak, our wonderful guest we just had tonight. And I tell you, we had to let him go, so I hate that we had to let him go. We couldn't ask him any questions, but because he actually had to get back to the office. I mean, the man is so committed, mm-hmm. and he has the heart of God. And, you know, I truly, truly enjoyed hearing him and his energy. So what impacted you tonight with this interview? What's something that either how it did impact you, or something that stood out for you?
Well, you know, I was waiting for the question and answer session. So when he had to go, I was like, no. as you know, health and wellness is my passion, Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. I am passionate about helping women and children with eating mm-hmm. habits, mental health, all of that. So, you know, I developed a smoothie product, and I was like, okay, I want to ask him. As a mother of three, a single mother who's an entrepreneur, an inventor, an author, how can I make sure I don't forget to eat? Well, you know, I have my smoothies, but sometimes I forget to eat. I'm so tired. So I was going to ask him some tips on that. So, yeah.
You know what? I may be able to help you with that one, Tracy.
Okay.
And I would say on that one, because, you know, with me wearing many hats, sometimes I'm like, wait a minute, did I eat today? So in
yeah.
that case, many times you may need to have you some snacks close by. I find now that I'll have some fruit by me. I have, you know, something with me in the event that I forget with my running around. At least I'm putting some great things back into the body. Because what happens right. for those of us, see, you don't need to lose weight, ma'am. So, but for those of us who want to, you know, lose a few pounds, uh-huh. you know, your body thinks it's starving, so it holds on to the fat, so it works against you. So, you know,
right.
you have to have something, you know, with you and pre-plan, you know. And if you have to look at that clock and say, oops, wait a minute, this many hours have passed, you got to put something in your body. So I think that would be that's a great question because, you know, many of us are wearing these many hats these days. So, yes, ma'am. Well, Tracy, thank you so much, so very much. I will once they to me, I will make sure I get that copy to you, ma'am. And thank you so much for listening. All right.
Thank you.
Who our next one is. You're so welcome. Thank you so much. All right. You are our second winner tonight. And who do we have on the line with us?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Is this Annie?
Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm good. I was that sure thing. She's talking to me. But, I was so I'm like, this is me. Okay. But, yeah, I was listening on the line and was listening and was very informative. And as for me, as being new, a new RMA, as a registered medical assistant coming into the medical field, a lot of the things that he was saying is so true because it seems like this our society is not about addressing the issue for us holistically. It's everything is in appeal form, and even down to our children. You know, it's you know, given so many kids are diagnosed ADHD, autism. You know, it's almost everything is in a bottle. Definitely, it's real important. You know, it's really important to hear from someone that he started out with the concern of he wanted to make money, but it became a passion for him to care for people. And in the medical field, as I'm seeing, it seemed like a lot of that is being dissipated. You don't see many. It's almost like it's not even structured like that anymore. You know, it's just almost like, you know, we put you on medicine, you know. I saw a lady right before Thanksgiving. She had all listing of her meds, and it was two pages. And something is wrong with that, you know, that you're on that much medicine, you know. So it's definitely a need for people to be educated on the holistic aspect on taking care of themselves. It really is. And I was happy to hear him with that. I did write down the information about the UHA12.com because I'm actually going to I'm going to go on there because that, you know, I want to live a long time and be healthy and, you know, and a lot of things you were saying about the leaky gut, you know, you know, how stress really is the culprit. Like you said, we have to know who the enemy is and stress, it takes on many forms and just begins to just, you know, just really tear down the body. But I was, you know, very much informed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening tonight, and you are our second winner. So as soon as I receive those books, you will get yours, ma'am. And thank
you so much.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are our third winner. Who do we have tonight that won that third book?
Chevenix.
Hi, Miss Chevenix. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. So what was one of the things that that stood out or impacted you? What was it tonight that that moved you to press that one to be a winner tonight?
Well, it was the fact where he was talking about products where he can get his kids to eat healthy. And I'm like, well, I need to be able to do that, especially for Kayla, you know, because as she's getting bigger, she's getting bigger.
But that's a part. That's a part of getting older. But again, like you said, trying to find healthier things that they will eat. And that's why I asked about finicky children because you have a lot of children that are very finicky. And so he said, even with the finicky children, they have some great recipes. So I'm definitely anxious to, you know, find out about that. And when you surround yourself with a community that is, you know, trying to do the same thing, that's doing the same thing, then it makes it easier for you to stay on course.
Yeah. Do you know how far he is in Tennessee? Because I would love to go see him.
You know, I'm not quite sure what part of Tennessee Dr. Sulak is in. Let me see. Knoxville. He's in Knoxville. He's in Knoxville, Tennessee, with his wife Stephanie and his four sons. And Unhealthy Anonymous, like he said, he has been treating, he's treated now more than a million patients that have traveled across the United States and across other countries to come see him because of his approach to health and wellness. And so I love it. I mean, I hadn't had the opportunity of speaking with him prior to the show, but I loved everything about his profile and speaking with his publicist and everything was just, it was, I was, you know, really moved. So I said, you know, yes, I'd love to have him on the show because I love what he could bring to us. We have a temple and we have to be living on purpose. And so for us to live on purpose and in purpose, we got to make sure we're doing it at our greatest capacity. And how can we do it sick? You know? So
yeah.
We have too much work to do. Too much work to do. So he is in Knoxville, and I want to say that if you go to UHA12.com, all the information about him will be found there. Even the books, even though you all have won your book, for those who are listening, if you want to purchase the book, you can find it through their website as well as through Amazon, because it is also on Amazon. But the complete title of the book is Unhealthy Anonymous, Exposing the Greatest Threat to Your Health and Happiness. And so I'm just truly, truly excited about the book, about having him on the show, and definitely having him back on the show because he came with great knowledge, great power, and great energy. I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for listening in. And as I told the first two winners, as soon as they ship the books to me, I will make sure that you all get your copies. And I thank you so much for tuning in on Friday Inspire each and every week.
All right, you're welcome. I look for. Are you going to send the recording that we can listen to it? Because I missed the first half.
Oh, okay. Yes, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire, you can listen to this recording as well as any other previous shows that we've done since I launched the On Fire to Inspire Network in August.
Okay, one second. blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire.
And if you go and listen to it, you can click follow on the link, and it will actually let you know, remind you when shows are coming up and things of that nature. If I do any special shows, because I do foresee that for 2016, some different special shows that will be coming up. Not going to give you too much information because they're going to be surprised, and it's going to be great. But everything that I'm doing, you know, is just completely what God has given me, just like God gave him Unhealthy Anonymous. God gave me On Fire to Inspire. And so I am empowering people in every capacity of their life to make sure they're living to be the healthy, happy, and living at their full potential. And so we got to make sure that we're taking care of every aspect of our lives.
Yeah. Is he a doctor?
Yes, he's a chiropractor. So he is Dr. Pete Sulak. He's a chiropractor. He's been a chiropractor now for about 14 years, and because he's seen so many people and helped them with his approach, they have called him now, they've titled him America's Leading Stress Expert.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I want to thank you all, each and every one of you, for listening tonight to On Fire to Inspire. Share the link with someone to listen because it's time to take our power back. It's time to live the healthy and happier life. It's time to make that thing called stress be defeated. It's already defeated. It just doesn't know it yet. But we need to empower you with people like Dr. Pete. So you know, let your family members, your friends know. If they go visit www.blogtalkradio.com/onfire2inspire, everything spelled out, no spaces, they can go back and listen to this recording for this show as well as any other shows that we've had. But it's time to empower yourselves with knowledge and wisdom, as he said, and so we can take that road to our optimal health, walk in our divine health, and do what we are created to do, walk in purpose and on purpose. I will talk to you guys next week. That is on next Tuesday. That will be the 8th, and we will see you at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in to On Fire to Inspire. It's time for you to live life now. I thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you then. Have a great, great night.